I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Warnings about the dangers of heat are escalating and now include a message directed at employers. As heat index values near 110 degrees this week, Nashville's emergency responders are cautioning about physical outdoor work. Among the recommendations are to take frequent rest breaks, shift the timing of tasks to cooler periods, train workers to recognize heat exhaustion and heat stroke, and establish a buddy system among workers. Metro's heat patrols are canvassing homeless encampments this week, and many communities have opened cooling centers. We're under an extreme heat warning from 11 a.m. Monday all the way to 8 p.m. Thursday. Former Tennessee Titans star running back Chris Johnson, who holds the NFL record for combined running and receiving yards in a single season, has disclosed a terminal diagnosis. He shared on Good Morning America that, at age 40, he's been living with ALS for the last year.
I want people to understand just how quickly ALS can attack your body. Just over a year ago, I was picking up my 7-year-old daughter so she make a wish with her birthday cake. Today, I couldn't do that.
Johnson is now unable to pick up a cup to take a drink and has lost much of his ability to speak. In the ABC interview, he used his eyes to control a computer that relies on voice recordings he made before the disease progressed. Medical science has not pinpointed a cause for ALS yet, but a study published in 2021 by Boston University's CTE Center found that NFL players are 4 times more likely to develop the degenerative disease. Chris Johnson's former Titan teammate Tim Shaw was diagnosed in 2014. He now relies on a power chair to get around, but has far outlived the ALS diagnosis, which carries a life expectancy of just a few years. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.